tomorrow, Farm Talk will be heading on up to Advanced Grain Handling in Mayville. They're right on the highway there in between Mayville and Portland. It's just real conveniently located for everybody to get to, and I so look forward to going up there for their Customer Appreciation Day. Why? Well, because not because the Kylos are such great, wonderful folks. It's because Darla's chili is like the world's greatest stuff. And Chad, that's the main reason I go up there.
It sure seems to be. You're always at the counter eating.
Yes, you bet. Belly up. It's good. And I'm with there's a big crowd there for that. So it's the annual Customer Appreciation Day at Advanced Grain Handling tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, it starts at about 10 in the morning and go till into the evening there, about 5, 6 o'clock. We're going to have some vendors there and putting on a little dryer clinic, so should be all sorts of stuff to do.
Excellent. Well, the northeast corner of North Dakota was blessed with a very, 3 to 4 feet of rain north of Grand Forks. So I think there's some guys who are drying a little bit more than they have the last couple of years. So I'm sure there are some drier questions, and you've got some the folks up there who, the dryer that you have again is?
The grain handler dryer.
Grain handler from, that's U.S. made.
Yes, built right down in Minneapolis, sir.
Yeah, excellent. All right. And who are some of the other folks who are going to be there with answering questions of producers?
There'll be guys from Westfield there, some guys from Steinseed. Sue Steele is supposed to be coming up, weather permitting and everything. So we got all sorts of guys. We cover all sorts of areas.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll put a few of them on the radio tomorrow and to kind of make it interesting. I'm always look forward to coming up to Advanced Grain Handling for the Customer Appreciation Day. Good crowd, good folks, just a good time. And are you going to have any kind of Customer Appreciation Day specials tomorrow?
We are. Our heating and cooling business is going to be giving away some stuff. We got a bunch of other door prizes that'll be getting given away, but you got to show up to see what they are.
All righty. So the good folks at Precision will be able to maybe accommodate. And I've heard it's going to be cold.
It's supposed to be really cold. Hopefully the wind goes down.
Boy, so how much snow did you get right around the Portland, Mayville-Portland area there?
I've heard anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. It's tough to tell with the wind, though.
Yeah, and everything's is still blowing pretty hard today?
It's blowing really hard right now.
Wow.
So,
well,
yeah, that'll clear up for tomorrow.
Yep, it'll be diminishing slowly overnight, but tomorrow all roads lead to Mayville, Portland, and Advanced Grain Handling should be a good time for everybody tomorrow.
Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, and it'll be fun. Well, we'll check in during the noon hour, and then, of course, 1 to 2, we'll be broadcasting from there, and then 2 to 3, we'll visit with the folks up at Prairie Grains and talk to you guys about all the things that are happening there at Advanced Grain Handling. Any big news? What was your 2016 like?
We had a good year. We've been busy building some seed plants and working with a lot of existing farmers on their sites. We've had a good year. I see this next year there's a lot of interest in grain bins and grain dryers, so it looks good.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll chat it up tomorrow. Farm Talk Live at the Advanced Grain Handling Customer Appreciation Day, 10 a.m. till whenever it gets done tomorrow night, huh?
Pretty much.
All right, Chad. Well, thank you. We will see you tomorrow. And again, thanks for inviting me up.
Absolutely. See you then.
All righty. Bye now. Chad Kylo, Advanced Grain Handling up in Mayville, right on Highway 200. We'll see you there tomorrow. Stop by, say hi. I might have a couple of Ag News 890 hats for you.